which I'm going to give to you. I'm going to give half of the bar of chocolate to this side of the church and half of the bar of chocolate to this side of the church. Okay, that's a promise that I'm making. I'm not going to do it yet. It's going to come later. Okay, so let's just leave that there for the moment. And I want to take us back to what the angel said, what we heard the angel say. We heard Gabriel say, didn't we? When's the next job? When's the big one? Jesus returning again, but not as a baby, but as God's King and Judge. The return that no one will miss. That's the sequel that will not disappoint. We heard Gabriel say that. And then the other angel, we don't know the name of the other angel, do we? I wonder what his name was. Bob? No, I don't think it was Bob. I've never heard of an angel called Bob. I think it was Hark. Hark, the herald angel. Anyway, this is what he said. Everything else God has promised has come true, so I don't see why this should be any different. That's good logic, isn't it? Everything else God has promised has come true, so why should this be any different? You see, that's first Christmas. It was all promised by God, as we've heard. That God had promised more than 600 years beforehand. That, what was it? The virgin will be with child, and she will give birth to a son, and they will give him the name Emmanuel, which means God with us. That was God's promise, and it was kept when Jesus was born. We heard the angel say, God promised to send a Saviour straight after Adam and Eve had messed everything up by ignoring God's word. God promised to send a rescuer to destroy the evil one. That was what God has promised, and it was kept when Jesus was born. And then we heard that even though Bethlehem was small and insignificant, one day there would be born there an eternal ruler, a forever king. That was God's promise, and it was kept when Jesus was born. But always, God had promised, he'd promised more than that. We'd heard Isaiah said, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given. That was the first part of God's promise, kept when Jesus was born. But God went on to say, he will reign on David's throne, establishing it with justice and righteousness forever. God is promising that one day Jesus will reign in such a way that everything is put right, such a way that all the wrong is dealt with. But that hasn't happened yet, has it? But it is what God had promised. Isaiah said that the wolf would live with the lamb, side by side to each other. Well, that hasn't happened yet. But again, it's what God had promised. And Isaiah spoke of a person who would be anointed by God's Spirit to proclaim the time of the Lord's favour. And that began when Jesus was born, that first Christmas. But God went on to say that he would also proclaim the day of judgment of our God. That's part of God's promise, but it hasn't happened yet either. Now, when Jesus grew up, he told us that the second half of God's promise was still waiting. He told a story about a man who went to a distant country to have himself appointed as king and then to return. It's a story that we sometimes call the parable of the talents. Because the man, when he returned, he acted as judge of whether those servants had served their master well with their talents. So it was a story about Jesus returning. Jesus talked about people will see him coming with great power and glory. That's the second part of God's promise. And when the risen Jesus was taken up to heaven, the angels there, we don't know whether it was our two angels or another two angels, the angels said, this same Jesus will come back. As surely as you've seen Jesus go to heaven, so he will return. So God has kept the first part of his promise. Jesus being born as our Saviour. God, the second part of God's promise is that Jesus will be returning, but it will be very different. He'll come as the conquering king, as the judge of everyone. And we heard the angel say, God has kept the first part of the promise, so surely he'll keep the second part too. So please don't make the mistake of celebrating Christmas, the first part of the promise, and then forget about the second half of the promise. That would be a daft thing to do, wouldn't it? Now, I remembered my promise about the chocolate bar. I remember I promised to give half to one half of the church and half to the other half. Let's just open this up. I'll put that down. Would you like a piece of chocolate? Right, okay, hang on a minute. Hang on a minute, let me open it up. There we are. Isn't it? Oh, my word. There we are. There's a piece for you. There's a piece for you. There's a piece for you. Not yet. There's a piece for you. There's a piece for you. Sorry, that's a rather small piece. There's a big piece for you. You haven't got to half yet. You need to go a bit further before we get half. There's a piece for you, Sophie. There's a piece for you, Leonie. Pauline, would you like a piece of chocolate? Excuse fingers.
Thank you.
Would you like a piece of chocolate, Marco? There we are. Would you like a piece of chocolate? There we go. Pass that along. Excuse fingers. Right, there we are. That's my promise. What? I thought you'd forget. I thought you'd forget about the second half of my promise. I thought you'd just forget about it, wouldn't you? No. Well, I don't blame you, actually. I think you're quite right. You've seen me keep the first half of my promise, haven't you? So you are quite right to expect me to keep the second half of my promise. So, we better do that, hadn't we? There we are. Yes, you've got a big piece, Daniel. There we are, Jay. Would you like a piece of chocolate? Have we pass it along, or here are Heather. Have I missed somebody? All right, come on, shepherds. There you are. Oh, right. I'm still going. I think the second half is bigger than the first half. I think. There we are. There we are, Holly. There we go. Hang on, I think that's a rather big piece. Dorothy, there's a piece of chocolate for you. You were quite right. Put your hand down. I'll come to you. I haven't forgotten about you. Okay. Oh, well, I... No, it's all gone. All gone. I kept the second half of my promise. I knew you wouldn't make the mistake of forgetting my second half. And we don't want to make the same mistake about God's promise. Celebrating the first half of the promise, celebrating Christmas, but forgetting that he promised that one day Jesus will return as a conquering king and the judge of all. That would be a daft mistake. It would be like going to a pop concert to see the most famous band in the world, and you go and you watch all the warm-up acts beforehand, and then just before the main band, the headline act, comes onto the stage, you leave. That would be ridiculous, wouldn't it? Or a football team wins the first leg of a game. They're winning 5-0 in the first leg, and then they don't bother to turn up for the second leg. They just forget about it altogether. Please don't make that mistake about Christmas. Christmas is only the first leg of the promise. In fact, Christmas is the warm-up act for the second part of the promise. Jesus was born as our Saviour so that people like you and me might be ready when he returns as judge. You see, there's no way that I could stand before Jesus as my judge. I'm sure you've done a lot better than me, but I know that there would be things where the judge would say, guilty. The judge would have to condemn me if I'd not first been rescued from that by Jesus. Jesus born as a baby so that he could take my punishment when he died. You see, just as John the Baptist got people ready for Jesus' first coming, we heard about that, didn't we? So Jesus' first coming gets people ready for his second coming. So Christmas really only makes sense when we remember the second half of God's promise. That's why King Jesus was born in a smelly stable. That's why King Jesus died on a cruel cross. Because there was no other way for people like you and me to be ready for when Jesus returns as the judge. I know I wouldn't be ready without Jesus. So this Christmas, please don't make the mistake of forgetting the second half of the promise. Because it's only then that we understand what good news Christmas really is. Let's have a prayer together.